Welcome to DigitalDarren.com podcast. This is our mega three-part college football preview with Linus F. And in part one, we're discussing off-season headlines. Welcome to the Digital Darren podcast. I'm your host, Digital Darren, with my very first guest ever, Linus! My buddy Linus, man. Been knowing this guy since 93, 94, long time. What's up, man?
What's up, good buddy?
Hey, you doing all right?
Yeah, man, everything's good and lovely.
That's good, man. Our college football preview, and right now, before we get into that, just tell the quick people how we met.
Tell people the truth. It was doing a football game back in the day, Crawford Long versus Thurgood Marshall, and it was on a very special play that was heading my way, swing pass left. And my good buddy here, Dizra B, he was playing a little cornerback out there. I guess he thought he was playing cornerback. But he was in my way, and it was a bad pass.
Oh, man, I almost picked that pass off. Man. I was like, what little chubby guy playing running back? And they threw him the ball the first play of the game.
That's just the thing about it, man. If I would have caught this pass, man, it would have been no more D-dub anything, man. You probably would have been in a winch.
Well, anyway, I almost picked the pass off. I actually dropped it. I know they not going to try to win a little chubby guy. And so, lo and behold, next year we in high school, I look up on the football field, and it's this little same chubby guy running back. He gets the ball, he runs it, and he cut on somebody and drop on somebody. I'm like, okay, little chubby guy got moves. Come to find out it was Linus F, and ever since then, we've been A1 since day one. That man is a great football player, and like him, he loves college football just like me. So, do you think college football is better than the NFL?
Most definitely, D. Most definitely, man.
Okay, just real quick, because we're going to have a podcast arguing with the NFL lovers about that, but why do you think that college is better than the NFL?
I think they got a lot more to play for, you know what I mean, a lot more heart. To get to that next level and a little bit more fight than the paycheck style. So, you know.
I agree. I think the diversification and you just get to see a level of love in the college ranks that you don't see in the NFL. And plus, the NFL is such of a copycat league.
True.
College, everybody has their own set of styles and they roll with it. So, yeah. I think you get a better tight game in college than you do in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, I definitely agree. But we will save that for another podcast that I think we're going to have on some more people in. Discuss this. Let's just go through what today's podcast. We're going to talk about some of the things in college football that's going on, preview the top 25, preview the conferences, preview Heismans, and just get our thoughts, and hopefully we can help you get ready for the college football season, because the season starts the weekend of the 29th, and the first game that I'm looking forward to is South Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one, ACC versus the SEC.
A couple of bragging rights on the line, and plus Steve Spurrier, he's had a hard time developing quarterbacks, so I think that'll be a good game to go to see how good they really are. It'll be a good first test for both teams.
Yeah. We get a chance to see everybody's favorite defensive player, and some think should have won the Heisman, Clowney, go against a very good North Carolina team that I think, I don't know how you feel about it, but you being an SEC fan and all, so.
Well, we're going to talk about the conferences. I actually think North Carolina's overrated, but we're going to get to that. While we got Clowney on the discussion, what did you think about the hit that ESPN and all the other sports networks keep showing? Because now they're talking about it from a different angle about this is what's wrong with football in general, like those type of vicious hits.
I think it was a very clean hit. I mean, it was the big hit that you love to see. Being a football player and a football fan, I don't see anything wrong with it, but you know, I guess they want the players down skirts of.
Yeah, it's almost turned into two-hand touch football. I completely agree with you. I thought that was the very definition of football. And once you take stuff, hits like that out of the game, you're really making it sissy ball and not really football. So with that being said, what are some of the things that made headlines in the offseason that were kind of like, wow, things that are going into the season that kind of interest you?
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it. You got Oregon with the probation. Once they Clowney, they discussing how Clowney should probably sit the year out, or, and of course, Johnny Manziel.
Okay, let's talk about those. First, Oregon, with them being on probation. First, have you seen that new training facility? It's been all over the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you think of that? It's amazing. What'd you think of that?
Man, Nike, who's his name? Larry,
Phil Knight.
Yeah, Phil Knight, yeah. Phil Knight, man. I mean, he put a lot of money into Oregon, man. And it kind of draws a lot of recruits in also. That's what I believe.
Yeah. They have a beautiful facility. I mean, it's the only leather they use in the facility is the leather from Ferrari. So that just tells you how over the top the facility is.
Yeah.
And about Clowney, I thought Clowney, too, I thought that was a weird discussion about how he should or shouldn't play. Like, I know some of the other people had the same problem. Like, you're a big Florida State fan. I know Peter Warwick had this problem coming back. Well, he could have left, but he came back. And one of the things they were saying, he was one of the first ones to actually publicly take out an insurance policy on himself, which I'm sure Clowney is doing. But I've never heard it from the aspect of where he needs to sit out, because it's been even Matt Barkley last year, a projected number one pick who came back, and nobody even thought about telling him to sit out, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was really interesting that people would even suggest that Clowney should sit out.
Yeah, man. It seems like they're making everything about money nowadays. The dollar sign, it's taking a lot out of the game, you know what I mean, trying to develop these players. And I mean, like I said, you take a great player like that away from the game, he won't be the first, and he won't be the last, you know, if you do stuff like that.
So. Yeah, it definitely takes away from the game. I completely agree with you, though. I also, Johnny Manziel, this guy is, he's going to wind up being, I don't even know the word to describe him, but he's probably the worst thing the NCAA has seen. A young white guy with money, celebrity, and fame who is
acting. Party guy, man. Shout out
to Ass of all asses, yeah. Exactly.
Party guy, that's the RTR. I mean, I got to give him that nickname, Party Guy, because that's what he is, man. He's a real party guy.
Yes, he is, and he's just been all over. And not only is he just partying and living up to the hype of the Heisman and the fame that comes with the Heisman, with everybody coming to the NCAA about pay for play for college athletes, real quick, what's your thoughts on should they get paid for playing, or what do you think?
I mean, I agree, and then some way I don't agree, because I say it could mess the game up. It depends on how far they take. You got to look at these colleges, man. They making a lot of money off these kids out here. I mean, for wearing a jersey, for one, representing their school and their team. So, I mean, like I say, you should be able to get a little bit, you know what I mean, not ration out so much.
Yeah, but I'm one of the people who actually, I'm a fan of the NCAA, and I think that they should be able to get paid from selling the jerseys and things like that. Like a couple of years ago, AJ Green got in trouble for selling his jersey.
Sure.
I think that they should be able to sell their jerseys. But once you get into that pay-for-play thing, it's a real slippery slope, because you got Title IX, you have to pay the women, you have to pay them the same thing, then you have to pay sports that aren't real money makers, maybe like a lacrosse or a boxing or swimming or something like that. So it really becomes a real slippery slope, because the minute they pay one person, and who's somebody who isn't getting paid, they'll get sued. And then you think about their playing athletes, then you have to worry about regular students suing the university basically as a discrimination. Exactly. You open up a real can of worms with that. So I actually sit on the other side, and I agree with the NCAA that they shouldn't get paid. Or also, I think a scholarship is payment enough, because if you graduate college without owing anything, you're taking a huge step ahead of the competition in life. And so, from that standpoint, now I do think that NCAA is kind of outdated, but I think that some of their rules are kind of outdated. I think they go chase small stuff, and some of the big stuff kind of slides.
Yeah.
So I would like to see them revamp it, and I would like to see them protect amateurism and protect the player stuff, pay and stuff like that, and making sure the student athletes remain student athletes. But I don't really know how they should do it, but that's, you know, one of the things they should do. And also, I just feel like the world is trying to change the NCAA and make these guys really professionals on the lower level, and that's not right, because if everybody wants that, then they should just make a professional league, for a semi-pro league where the NFL can directly draft from. You know, that would be a solution.
Yeah, kind of like basketball. Kid don't want to go to college. Brandon Jennings, for instance. You know, you don't want to go to college. You just leave college and go overseas, play a year, then come back.
And it's surprising. That's a very good point. Like, the NFL, the football is the only sport that doesn't have that. Like, baseball, you can even go to Japan or somewhere and play it. You know, it's just that football doesn't have that secondary layer outside of college where you, I guess you could try to go to Canada, but this is not the same type of sport. You know, I completely agree. I think that this is a trying time for the NCAA, but you need the NCAA in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, keep everything, in line. So, yeah, I do agree with that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Also, for me, just from, let's get back to Johnny Manziel for a minute. What do you think about his impact on Texas A&M? Because I know they're glad that they had a good season, but they still didn't win the championship. But it has to be a huge headache dealing with all this from a team standpoint right now. What do you think of that?
Johnny Manziel, he was recruited. I don't know if you know, he was recruited by Oregon. He was supposed to go to Oregon.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And he ended up coming back home to Texas. So, I mean, like I say, Texas A&M, they was on a come up with Tanner the year before. Yeah. They had a good season with that. You know what
Tanner,
I mean?
Tanner Hill actually played good for them.
Tanner Hill. And like I say, Johnny Manziel came in with a little trouble because they were talking about sitting him. They suspended him first.
Yeah.
And they ended up playing him. So
isn't that why they redshirted him? Because Rick said to stay out of trouble, to stay out of more trouble, just redshirt him, and then whatever happened. You know?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't coming in. You know, everybody thought he'd be good, but not this good soon. So I think they weren't expecting that. But do you think he's going to have a season like he did last year?
Now that the tape is out on him, I don't know. I think he's going to be a good ball player, but I'm not going to down him and say he's not going to come back and compete. But I will say I just believe that Johnny Manziel will be a good player. You know, that he might have his team in the same predicament or he might not. So
I think that. And people forget this, but last year against LSU in Florida, he really looked pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now, the Alabama game, he looked really good. And some of the lesser opponents like Auburn, like he dominated Auburn and Mississippi State, he looked really good. But if you go back and look at those first two games, especially LSU, they really
– LSU, yeah.
LSU kept him in check or whatever. And if you look at those two games, you would have never thought he would be a Heisman winner.
Yeah.
But he turned it around. And I'm like you. I think he's going to have a good year, not necessarily a Heisman year. Or even a great year.
That's
if he gets to play, because right now, do you think the NCAA has enough evidence on him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they dig deep enough. But like you say, Johnny Manziel come from a family with ducats. So they have a lot of money.
So, it's one of those things that they will fight this battle in court before he doesn't play. And did you hear the comments that the president of the school made yesterday? Like a couple of days ago? Yeah, like basically he was saying, hey, he should get paid, but not by us. That'd be crazy, man. We pay him, but he should get paid. I just thought that for the president of the school to come out with such a bold set of statements to kind of protect him, but say, hey, he did do wrong, but it's your fault he did wrong, not ours. You know, I thought that was kind of funny in itself.
Yeah.
I agree with you. He'll have a good year, but maybe not the great year. I don't think he'll repeat his highs. We'll talk a little more about that. Later, but I don't think he'll repeat as a Heisman. What do you think about Chip Kelly leaving Oregon? Like, do you think that that will affect them? Because they had really high expectations with pretty much the whole team coming back this year. Do you think that'll affect them?
I don't think it'll affect Oregon because I think Oregon, like I say, Oregon get a lot of players, a lot of sneaky players that a lot of people in the South that they may not be heavy into, like I say, nationwide recruits or anything like that. Like I say, if the kid don't come to school in the South or anything like that, or North, or Oregon, they get a lot of kids from inner city, like Los Angeles, or some from Texas. Like I say, Johnny Manziel, and they had a couple running backs from Texas. And
LaMichael James came from Texas.
Yeah.
And another one of the guys came from Texas.
Lance
Seastruck, the one who just went back, they recruit Texas real heavy, and they have a team full of talent. I just wonder, one of the things.
I think the system is in place, like I say, with Chip Kelly, what he left behind, so I don't think Oregon will fall off too bad,
That concludes part one of the DigitalDarren.com Mega College Football Preview Podcast. Thank you for listening, and please listen to part two.